I was davening in the grandson of Reb Chaim Kanievsky, so that makes him the great nephew of the Chazon Ish. That makes him the he's got yichas all the way up the place, and so he's the chief rabbi of where my daughter lives. So he davens. It's called Givat Zeva Chadasha. So he davens in a minyan where the first 15 minutes you're on your own. And they start 15 minutes after the starting time with Yishtabach. That's the rule. So not everybody is with them at Shmon Esrei every day. So you have to look around the room. There are 30 people in the room, but you have to look to make sure that six are with them for Shmon Esrei. So the person davening for the Amud is looking, looks back, looks around, and he finishes Goal, Hashem, Hashem, Goal, and he doesn't finish Israel. He just Baruch Atah Hashem, Goal. So I made a little geshrei last time I was there. I said, the Ramah says explicitly, the Shulchan Aruch says you should say Baruch Atah Hashem, Goal, without finishing the bracha, so people don't have to interrupt you and to remain. But then for the Ramah says, no, you have to finish the whole bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Goal Yisrael, out loud. You see, that's our minhag here. And what about how they can't answer a main, they're about to start Shmon Esrei. No, they finish together with him. Baruch Atah Hashem, Goal Yisrael. The problem in this minyan is that when you have 30 people davening and 25 are in the middle of Birchas Kriyat Shema, so they don't want to interrupt to answer a main. So I complained. And then this week I saw that every time they finished, every boss felt to feel Baruch Atah Hashem, Goal Yisrael, out loud.
Really?
Yes, and it made a little tickle.
Why do they do it like that? Everybody starts differently. I don't understand.
I don't know, almost everywhere in Eretz Yisrael they do it that way.
Really?
Just a question of how much time between the announced time and Shlomo, how are you?
Okay.
Just got back. I have my teaser in there?
No, I didn't.
Oh, no. What am I going to do?
I'm doing okay. Went very well.
Oh, okay, good.
I had cataract surgery yesterday.
So you don't need glasses anymore?
Hopefully in a little bit I'll...
But I still need tea.
Okay, we'll make it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, I think there's a machine. Okay, thank you. Great. Well, welcome back.
Let me get the cups.
Okay, excellent. Great. So, we're on. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay,
you want me to start over?
No, that's not. Continue. So, what's the question you just asked?
In Eretz Yisrael, they all do it like that, where they start differently.
So I dabbled in the Tanya for 2 weeks, and the Tzanzer base medrash, 300 people there every morning. Same thing. Only there you get 20 minutes. Everyone's davening. No shlich tzibur. No tilas Hashem. The first thing you hear is the end of Yishtabach. You just start. You know, he may say Yishtabach Shem Chol Makenim out loud. That's it. In fact, one minyan was the first thing the Chazan said was just Kaddish. He didn't even say the end of Yishtabach. Give us a chance for a beautiful Amein. The end of Yishtabach is one of the best Ameins, because it's Amein on the whole Psukim Zimra. You don't want to miss that Amein. Right? That's the famous Taisvis in Psachim and Brachas, where it says, the big Taisvis in both Masechtos about all the Brachas Shesmucha L'Chaverta, he says the reason why Yishtabach doesn't begin with a Bracha, it's a Bracha, so Bracha Toshem Lekin Mecholam, Yishtabach Shalom Kenev, is because it's a Bracha Smucha L'Chaverta to Baruch Shamar.
I guess nothing else in Psukim Zimra starts with a bracha either, besides...
Well, Baruch Shamar is a bracha.
Besides Baruch Shamar, right. Is there anything else on there?
So the Taisvis gives 20 examples. It's beautiful. It's amazing, the Bekiyas of those two Taisvis. He says, Elokai Neshama is a bracha smuch laverta to your hamapil the night before. The Yetziv Nachon is a bracha smuch laverta to Bochev Moisro Be'ahava. And the Amuna to Ohele Moisro. So there's many examples of this. Okay, so let's get back to what we're learning. I'm going to have to figure out where we left off. The Gaon has it. The Vilna Menon was to say a huge amount of material in what we call the Kabbalahs. Right? So now it's Yisrael in the Sfaradish Shoals, they take 20 minutes, really, 20 minutes, a half hour sometimes, to say the Kabbalahs. It's really they say just so much in between. So I might just tell you, our minhag here and Ohev Tzedek is to say the kior, the Trumas Hadeshen, the Korban Tamid, and the Ketores. I think we discussed this, that it mirrors what we're doing when we wake up.
Right.
Kior al Nitil Sidayim. The Deshen is clearing out yesterday's ash, is going to the bathroom, clearing out yesterday's whatever wasn't used, right? So we have to clear. Hashem gave us a deshan, we have to clear it away. That's Asher Yatzar. Then the tamid and the ketores. The tamid is birchas haTorah, v'kitabo yomam v'layla, right? And the ketores is a kind of shama. Thanks a lot, Shlomo. Ketores is a kind of shama. Is the shama. When the Gemara in Brachas asks, how do you know you make a bracha when you smell something? It says kol haneshama tahalo yo. Neshama also gives hilul. Right, so neshama is says a bracha. So that's the ketores. Okay, so do you have in your siddurim where we left off?
I think about 28.
Which one is mine? Right?
Yeah, I think we just finished.
Yeah. Okay. So we have the Parshas Hakeda. Is some say the Parshas Hakeda every day? Some just say it. Sorry, some mitshuva. I don't know. Some people just, you know, there's a dayenu that we can say most shuls from the time they finish the brachas to the time they say the bracha for Mekadesh Shimcha Barabim is no time. There was no way that person said the akedah. And if he did say the akedah, people would start, you know, say no. And anywhere you daven to. I mean, I'm just saying. Right, any place I just davened the last 3 weeks, that was the model I just mentioned. So they don't know. They don't even say the brachos. They don't even say the, you know, Hashem HaSan HaSechri. They don't even say that out loud. So I'm just saying that it seems in most shuls they're not saying that. Okay, but I would tell you it's a good minhag to say it Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur time. Why? Because we have to ask ourselves, what am I ready to do for a Kaddish Baruch Hu? Right? That's why we say the Akedah on Rosh Hashanah. In the Lanim. The Lanim, second day of Rosh Hashanah. And in fact, most people aren't aware of this, but if you look at all the original sources of what we're doing with Tashlich, it's nothing to do with throwing away sins. Therefore, even the name of it, Tashlich b'mitzulos yom kol chatosam, which means I'm throwing my sins into the water, God, like it says in Micha, that's much later. 17th to the 18th century. The first reference to Tashlich is the Maharil, 15th century. And it's based on the Psukim in Nehemiah that says on Rosh Hashanah they all went to water. Why? So the Rama says, because in the Tanakh, look, whenever someone is crowned king, it's near water. Mamlech Malachim, because the water flows, your kingdom should flow like the water, one generation to another. So we go to a body of water and say, Kodesh Baruch Hu, your Malchus should be like this body of water. That's one. Two, Maril says it's to recreate Akedis Yitzchak. Where was there water in Akedis Yitzchak? Have you ever met like this? That a Malach tried to convince Avram not to do the Akedah, and the Malach is Satan. The Malach uses all kinds of arguments. It's a beautiful medrash, a deep medrash. There's all kinds of arguments for why Avram shouldn't do it. And going to some of Horshim, the Malach is Avram's own Yitzhahara, wondering, is this the right thing to do? What's Sarah going to say? How am I going to face Sarah? What are the people I try to convince to be moral going to say to me? Here's this old man killing a human being. And he made all kinds of arguments, emotional, intellectual, philosophical, and he cleared them all away because of Ratzon HaBorei. Right? It's showing that throughout the generations, there will be all kinds of arguments to make a Keneged Ratzon HaBorei. And Avram resolved them all and he went on. So what did the Satan do? He turned himself into a huge body of water that Avram couldn't pass. So when we can no longer go against Ritzon HaBore because of physical and because of spiritual or philosophical or emotional or intellectual risk constraints, we start to build physical constraints. I can't do it. I'm that. How can I? There's a body of water there, God. I would take him up to that mountain I see right here. But there's a body of water in between. So how can I get there? So what did Avram do? Maybe his medrash. You know why you don't know it? Tell me why don't you know this medrash? Because Rashi doesn't bring it. We only know the medrashim Rashi brings. Why do you know a medrash about rocks fighting under Yaakov's head? Why do you know about water rising out of a well into Rivka's pail? You know the midrashim that Rashi quotes. Rashi is the filter for the midrashim we need to know. But people generally don't have a seder in Medrash Tanchum. Right? Anyway, so the Medrash says that Avram walked into the water. He continued and he said, He challenges HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he tells him, I'm getting to that mountain that you told me to go to. If I have to drown, if I have to go into this well, I'm going to walk on it. I'm going to do something. I'm walking in. And as soon as the water reaches his chin, the water disappears.
Oh, it is like that. Nice.
You've heard this measures?
No, long
as it's not science. That's the same story.
It's like Kriyas Yamsu.
Nachshon and Aminadav, yeah. So the Ma'aril says we're supposed to consider recreating such an event at Tashlich. Rabbeinu Shalom, there's a body of water between here and the other side, obviously. If your will was for me to get to the other side, I'm ready to do it. However, I have to get there. Obviously, in Rosh Hashanah, you're not allowed to go into a body. But I'm just saying, it's just that it's to recreate what are we ready to do to sacrifice to a Kodesh Baruch. That's why we read this on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. By the way, the Gemara in Maseches Megillah says we don't read this on where the minhag comes from, because Maseches Sofrim. That's a famous Taisvis also at the end of Maseches Megillah, where Ashkenazic minhag, this is universal, Sfardim also read the Akedah on Rosh Hashanah, where minhag goes against the Talmud Bavli because it appears in Maseches Sofrim. It's a secret. That's also why Tosfos says you have to daven again if you miss Zochreinu L'Chaim and Nichamocha and those little additions in between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Tosfos says you have to daven again if you miss any of them, even the last one. Daven the whole Shema Esrei again because it's so. The Rosh says we paskin you don't. You only for Melech HaKadosh you go back. So the Rosh says you don't have to return for those four because it's not found in Talmud Bavli. It's not. So, but it is found in Maseches Sofrim. So you see, Tosfos gives a lot of weight to Maseches Sofrim.
That's not small little Masechta.
The Rosh thinks not. That's why he says it's not. But it is in Maseches Sofrim. Surely the Rosh knew that.
But it's from the Bavli instead of the Yerushalmi.
It's not Maseches Sofrim. Is what is it? It looks like Mishnayos or Tosefta. Looks like something. It's at the end of Maseches Avodah Zarah, together with 20 other small Masechtas. Right, you have Maseches Gerim, Maseches Tefillin, Maseches Chalam. So these little Masechtas, we consider them to be authoritative. Okay, so all right. Anyway, so this is why we say. So some have the minhag to say starting the morning, the first day of Rosh Hashanah, until Yom Kippur.
Can I just mention Tasha real quick? So then, how do we get the minhag of throwing the bread in the water for sins of
that? There's a big Machtes HaShekel, which is a commentary to the Shulchan Aruch, that gives four or five reasons why he says every Rosh Hashanah, I shrechai v'kayim, don't break the minhag of doing Tashlich, but don't throw any food in the water. He says he gives four or five reasons why not only does it not accomplish anything, it's usher. You're not allowed to feed, first of all, you're not allowed to feed fish that don't belong to you. Whatever it is, you're not gonna hunt them, but you're not supposed to feed animals that don't belong to you. Except a dog, says the Rishami in Shabbos. Only animal you're allowed to feed on Shabbos that doesn't belong to you is a dog, because we domesticated them to the point that they can't make it on their own. So you've killed them. If you don't feed them, they'll die. But you can't feed a cat on Shabbos, right? So Lemaisa though, so he says, but also if you're not allowed to feed them, so. And you're not symbolically throwing sins into the water. That's not what Tashlich is. So to throw bread in the water, which is Bal Tashlich, you're wasting food. So then, much worse than all this, it may be Hotzar Shelo L'Tzorech. Not a carry on Yontif Shelo L'Tzorech. If you carry Muktzah on Yontif, you're violating Yontif. It's like writing on Yontif.
And for those that say that you should... that you can do it, throw bread in the
so
water.
I'll tell you, you can't just say something that all the Jews are doing is usur. If that was the case, we'd stand on a chair and try to get them to stop. Okay. I'll tell you that there are, which is the Machshas Shekel did in his show, but there are Hasidic explanations that say, see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, these fish don't even belong to me. They're yours, but I'm feeding them because I want to have a racham of al kol ma'asav, so you have a racham on us. That's the explanation I've heard of feeding, But I don't think people are not throwing fish food in the water. They're throwing wasted challah. They're throwing. You see that? I've seen whole challahs. I would add a sixth reason to the Machtes Shekels 5. It's a terrible chilul Hashem. What goes on? What it looks like in the Hudson after all those? And plus, now what do they do? Go to, you ever see on what Tashlich looks like here? I don't go anymore. I don't do Tashlich here. I go on a Shana Rabbah to a different place. where I can drive. Because here,
never been to Rosh Hashanah in New York.
It's a Chil Hashem. There's a shul, I don't want to say the name, it's a reform shul, that they have musicians, they bring music, and they dance. And such a Chil Hashem.
I didn't think that it was for feeding the fish and like them, like that's through, that's giving
a they're symbolically throwing something in the water, but why do you have to throw food? Throw a little slip of paper, a message to God. But you know, I'll tell you what, it's Hudson, the Hudson River by 95th Street, the turn off in the highway. It is a chazashtal by the time Rosh Hashanah, the first day of Rosh Hashanah. It's disgusting. Mm. There's whole loaves of bread and whole challahs and whole. And it's people, I don't know if people are swimming there, but it's. The Hudson has been cleaned up considerably. And here in Rosh Hashanah, the Jews up there, they have to pollute the water. What do we have to have there? It's a sixth reason. There's no mitzvah to carry in order to. Morning. And there's no mitzvah to carry in order to do a Chil Hashem.
So when you do Tashlef, you just say the Pesukim by the body of water?
I'm throwing thing in. Yeah, I say Pesukim where I can see the water and ask myself, Yibon Shel Olam, how am I committing to you this year?
That's the way I know.
How am I being mamlich malachim?
But a lot of, I mean, I've seen this a lot of people, like it's like a thing that you bring bread and throw it in the water. Where did it
I'll tell you, the Ma'aril says to do this. He says, take out your pockets like this and empty them and say, see, Yibon Shel Olam, I have divested myself of my averos. I don't even own anything. I put myself totally in your hands. It does say to not have the pockets. Hmm. Not to throw it in the water. Who says you have to throw something in the water? Because it's a pasuk in Micha. It's in the tashlich. That's how the ritual got its name. All right, so that's this. So this is so we'll start with this paragraph. We'll loop some of these paragraphs tomorrow. Okay? This is all meant today to be.